This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Today we're going to talk about another important issue for women. I'm going to talk about the whole area of menopause. What is it and when does it occur? The word menopause means the end of menstruation. But leading up to that time when monthly periods stop altogether, the level of estrogen produced by the ovaries declines gradually over about 4 or 5 years. 70 to 80% of women will develop some symptoms due to estrogen withdrawal. These symptoms, though somewhat unpleasant, are normal, as ovaries are gradually stopping producing estrogen and then the body adjusts to that. These changes usually occur over a time span of several years, around age 45 to 55. The average age when a woman stops her monthly period is 52. Premature menopause is when the menstrual cycle stops before age 40, and after age 60 would be considered late. An important thing to realize is that a woman who has both ovaries removed surgically will also experience the symptoms of menopause immediately after the surgery, regardless of her age. This sometimes is not understood by the woman herself or the people around her. And I think it's important for women to understand this time in their lives and also for the people around them to understand, whether it be the other team members or family members, that this is a time when we need to give grace and understanding and help. The physical symptoms of menopause are changes in the menstrual cycle. It becomes more unpredictable, more frequent or further apart, a lighter or heavier flow. And then hot flashes, that sudden hot, sweating, heart beating fast. These can be 1 to 2 a day or up to 100 a day and can be a quite frustrating symptom. Also night sweats, waking up soaked in the middle of the night. This can be very unpleasant. Insomnia, finding it hard to sleep and feeling tired. Another symptom is vaginal dryness from lack of estrogen. This can cause pain during intercourse. You should see your doctor or purchase a lubricant from the pharmacy. Don't let this cause you to lose interest in sex and ruin your sex life and relationship with your husband. Know that this is a normal symptom. Deal with it. There are bladder changes. The muscle that holds the urine becomes weak, and a sneeze or cough can cause leaking. There's decreased muscle tone. This can affect the uterus, and you should get regular OBGYN checkups. Another physical symptom of menopause is dry skin. You'll notice wrinkling around the eyes, mouth, and neck. Breasts begin to sag. And then there's calcium deficiency. This can cause pain and stiffness in the joints. It's important to take extra calcium to prevent osteoporosis. Be aware of that. The stiffness and pain in your joints can well be a symptom of menopause, and it can be something that can be addressed. It isn't necessarily that you're getting arthritis, but try taking extra calcium, getting exercise, walking, working those joints. What about the emotional side of menopause? Low self-esteem is the number one issue for women during menopause. Worry about appearance, sexuality, mental and emotional stability. Worry about past failures. It seems like just the whole self-image drops. And this is something to be aware of, that this is a normal emotional side of menopause, but also to bring people around you that can help you out. Depression, sudden mood changes, crying spells, irritability, being easily upset and having a low tolerance for noise, activity, children. Sometimes you have difficulty concentrating and be forgetful. It's often not early Alzheimer's, it's just a symptom of menopause. It can be a feeling of loneliness. For some, this is the time of empty nest when children are moving on, and that compounds that feeling of loneliness. It can be a feeling of a greater need for proof of love. Women may feel suspicious and paranoid that others are against them. There can be anxiety, tension, headaches, loss of sexual desire, feeling less feminine, fear of growing older, sometimes hyperactivity, always having to be doing something. No woman has all the symptoms, and some have very few. But being aware of them helps you and others understand what's happening. Going through menopause may be Every bit as traumatic as going through adolescence, both physically and emotionally. But just as many girls glide easily through puberty, many women have little or no difficulty adjusting to menopause. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's simply one of those rocks in life that we must either climb over or find a way around. And since there's no way around menopause, we better take a deep breath and start climbing. What about managing menopause? You want to be sure that you see your doctor, especially if you're having a difficult time with some of the symptoms. There are herbal supplements and natural and chemical estrogen replacement that have helped many women. You want to learn all you can about menopause from books and websites. There are lots of websites out there that give help and support. Make sure you have proper diet and exercise. Take vitamins and calcium. A good book for reference would be Take Charge of the Change by Dr. Pamela Smith. She gives a lot of helpful, practical things with diet and supplements and things that have been proven to really help. What about life after menopause? When menstruation is over and the reproductive system is closed down, our bodies are free to redirect that energy. And so women find that there are greater energy levels. General health is better. There's increased sexual enjoyment with no more worries of getting pregnant. There's more independence, a greater capacity to think and learn and grow and master new things. There's a freedom to give of ourselves in service, a greater capacity to love more widely and unconditionally. It's a time to acquire new skills, qualities, and talents never before experienced. And there's a new self-confidence. So even though as we're heading into it, we can feel like everything is black and bleak and all that low self-esteem and emotional difficulties, on the other side, there is freedom and joy and newness and life, and it's a wonderful time. I love being on the other side of it. It's been said that life begins at 40, or is it 50? Whatever the challenges and stresses, each woman has the choice to bloom in midlife. Sally Conway talks about three types of midlife women in her book, Women in Midlife Crisis. The first kind of woman is full of despair and disgust. She feels sorry for herself because her life has been full of difficulties. She feels helpless and without hope, is withdrawn and sour. The second kind of woman is the one who's decided to grin and bear it. She believes her life will never get better. I'm stuck in this bad situation with a job I hate, a marriage that doesn't seem to satisfy, children who don't obey me, but I'll be fine. I'll get through it. The third type of woman has chosen to bloom at midlife. She accepts the good and the bad of the past and asks, where do I go from here? What do I have left? And what can I do with that now? She's chosen to bloom in midlife. And you have the opportunity now at midlife to decide what the rest of your life is going to be. Are you going to end up being a grouchy old lady, making yourself and everyone else miserable from now until you die? Or are you going to use this midlife crisis to be a positive reevaluation time? Will you discard some of the bad stuff from your past and add new, exciting, and positive things for your future? At midlife, the woman is able to say, I've had enough of being the little girl, even the young adult girl, and I'm ready to be the midlife woman, mature, poised, knowing who I am and where I'm going.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.